Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This Sunday, we started a new series we're calling Always and Everywhere. We're really talking about how God's church grows here, there, and everywhere, and how God uses his people really to connect. And what we're saying is that our lives count when we make his name known. Now, in the passage we really looked at, we're talking about how the local church that was in Jerusalem started to grow. In the book of Acts, Jesus told his disciples, about 120 of them, wait until the Holy Spirit comes, and then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. And we see over the book of Acts how this unfolds, and it starts in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit comes, and Peter preaches a sermon, and 3,000 people give their lives to Christ. And over the next several chapters, you see how the church continues to grow, and as many as 20 or 25,000 people are now following Christ in Jerusalem. And then a situation arises. This is in Acts chapter 6, verse 1. It says, "Now in those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of disciples and said, 'It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, and whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to the prayer, or to prayer and to the ministry of the word.'" Now, it's an interesting passage of scripture because it really highlights that even in the early church, there were problems. You know, I've heard people say, we should go back to the early church and church should look just like it did in the early church. And I think, you know, when you look at the early church, you realize it didn't take long before there were problems, because anything that's growing where people are involved, there's going to be issues. This particular issue that's arising is that you had Greek-speaking widows and you had Hebrew-speaking widows. The Greek-speaking widows were part of the diaspora, or the disbursement of when they were, you know, taken into Babylon, and they dispersed, and they probably spoke Greek their whole lives. And here they are now back in Jerusalem, and somehow, when they took up a collection to help feed widows, and every day they would distribute food to the widows, the Hebrew-speaking widows were getting favored over the Greek ones. That's the early church. You see a problem right away. But the disciples do something that reminds us all the way back to the story of Moses, when Moses was kind of taking care of all the work, and his father-in-law Jethro said, "Hey, this isn't smart." This is exactly what happens in the early church, is that they had to appoint other men. They had to get other leaders involved. It couldn't just rest on the 12. You know, it's interesting, because in the same way that every local church multiplies when other people step up to lead, it can't just be the pastor or the leadership team. It's when people really step up to be part of the church that the church multiplies. God uses our obedience and our faithfulness to his call, and then he blesses that. I would say in that early church, it's interesting because it seemed like this, you know, we're not going to, you know, disciples aren't going to leave the ministry of the word and of prayer to wait on tables. But that was no small matter. I mean, this was a big church, and there were lots of people involved, and they picked men who were fully capable of being incredible leaders for the gospel. And two of those men we're going to read about, Philip and Stephen, did some incredible things that God used. But this is what happened. The church continued to grow as men stepped up and said, "We're going to lay down our lives to sacrifice." But what happens is the church continues to grow, and some of the priests become believers. And when the priests start to become believers, it captures the attention of the leaders of Jerusalem, the Jews themselves. Because it's one thing for these Christians to pick up, you know, all these sinners and tax collectors and prostitutes, for them to come to faith, it's one thing. But when the leaders, the priests, start to become believers, it really captures the attention, and it caused a persecution to break out. And that is what caused the church to move past just being a local church in Jerusalem. Now, Jesus told him up front, "I want you to be my witnesses here in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth." But the church was growing, and they were staying focused really just on the local. I say all that to say that that's part of our movement, that, you know, God wants us to not only focus on what's happening local, but he wants us to be a part of things that are happening nationally and even globally. And I'm excited about the series to talk about those things. But I think for us, even today, listening to this passage, is it, where are we supposed to step up and lead? We need to cooperate with what God's doing in our life, and we need to be a part of His mission. God, help us to be people who embrace Your mission, that You would use our lives for the advancement of the gospel. Lord, help us to be faithful, and help us to hear Your call and to follow it. And we ask all this in Your Son's name. Amen. Take a second and just think about where God might be asking you to step up and asking you to help lead others in the mission of advancing the gospel. Till next time, God bless.